Kumam Cultural Heritage, the KUSH has commended Coal to Care Uganda for its efforts in providing safe and clean water to communities across the kingdom in response to persistent waterborne diseases. And speaking during a visit to the area recently, the president of Call to Care Uganda, Martha Wells Hoffman, says although the organization initially focused on education and health programs, urgent community demand for clean water pushed them to prioritize water projects. Hoffman explains that the initiative began in 2007 with support from various partners and has since been extended to 2030. She noted that their work mainly covers Soroti, Karamaido, Kalaki, Serere districts. Since its inception, the organization has drilled over 100 boreholes with more than 50 located within the Kumam Kingdom. She is pledging continued support in ensuring more communities gain access to safe, clean water.
And we've worked largely in this kingdom. We've worked in other places in Uganda, but mainly it's been in Soroti, and it's been in Kabarimaido, and it's been in Kalaki, and it's been in Serere, and it's been all right around this general area. We just drilled well number 102, so started with one in 2007, and now here we are in 2026 at 102. We made a commitment to the United Nations at the last World Water Conference that we would drill 100 new borehole wells by 2030. That's in conjunction with the Sustainable Development Goals.
Meanwhile, Chris Ochaloi, the country chairperson, called to Uganda, says the organization works closely with local authorities in identifying most vulnerable communities, after which the assessments are conducted to determine urgency and appropriate interventions are made. He emphasized the critical need for water in the kingdom, noting that often support will be scaled depending on available funding.
My work is to reach out there and verify. When they call me, there's need of water in such a place, I go and verify and see exactly if the need is there. Because sometimes someone will tell you there's need of water, and yet maybe there's a nearby borehole. So I need to reach out there and see and verify it. So I work with the local leaders in those villages to identify those locations. And that's.
On the other hand, Travis Trowell, President and Chief Executive Officer, Flint Global, while visiting the Kumam Kingdom to assess the impact of the project following positive reports about the organization, observed there is strong potential for further partnership to transform the community.
It's my first time visiting Kumam Kingdom, so I'm enjoying learning a lot, meeting the leaders here. It's a great pleasure and a joy to meet all of you, and we believe in partnership, collaboration. We know that we are not experts in Uganda. We have some tools, some training, some resources for business development, but the only way that change can happen is through local leaders who are already here.
On his part, the Royal Highness Raphael Otaya, one at Eker Papame Kumam, recognizes the contribution in improving education and health services with an applaud to Call Care Uganda for its support, urging the beneficiaries to use the facilities responsibly.
I want to begin by thanking our development partners from America who have specialized in giving safe water in the form of boreholes in the Kumam Kingdom. And not only that, they are helping us in the construction of schools. And as we talk now, they have provided safe water in the form of boreholes to 102 boreholes, which is providing safe water to our people. Secondly, they have constructed a school in Kalaki, that is in Otuboy. They want to go further, giving us help not only in those areas, but also in the socio-economic development. They want to increase our income in families and in communities.